Okay, today is Daf Ches. Interesting Shaila. Interesting Shaila is Nogeh Halacha L'Maaseh, a very common, very common situation. And it all comes from the Gemara. Today's Gemara in Daf Ches Amud Beis. The issues are all presented here. And I won't tell you what the question is just yet. Let me first read a few lines of Gemara, and then I'll discuss the issue. It's a very interesting halacha. The Gemara relates the following story. It's always good to start with a story, especially when the Gemara has a story. Here's the story. Mar Zutra, here we go. Okay, Daf Ches Amud Beis, Tamura. Mar Zutra Ikla Lebei Rav Ashi. Mar Zutra came to visit Rav Ashi. Amule, so Rav Ashi said, "Oh, I have a guest. Excellent. Have something to eat.
Yeah.
Litoy mar midi. Have something to eat." So Aisi lekame bistros, they brought for Rav Ashi meat. Amule, and Rav Ashi brought out some meat. Omar lay, Rav Ashi said to Mar Zutra, "Nu lechomar, eat the meat. This is special meat. Special hechsher." No, I didn't say that. The nivre, it's very healthy. Why is it healthy? Nishum debuchra hava. The buchra, it is meat from a firstborn animal. Now, I don't know if they have this today. You go to the store, you go to Gladmar, you go to Pomegranate, and they sell you meat, and they have their label stamped that this meat came from a firstborn. Okay, I've never heard of such a thing. Not that it doesn't exist.
First cut.
But to go to identify that the animal is a firstborn animal, never heard of such a thing. But it seems that in ancient times there was such a thing.
If anybody
that
has a pomegranate.
What an advertisement. But in ancient times there was such a thing, there was a belief, could be, I'm sure the Gemara says it must be true, that meat from an animal that is a firstborn is very healthy. It's more healthy than the average piece of meat from an animal that's not a firstborn. So he told Mar Zutra, "You're in good luck. Today you have arrived. We have meat from an animal that is a firstborn. Eat the meat." So this is a firstborn, a bechor. Rav Ashi, you're not a kohen.
Yeah.
You're a Yisrael.
Yeah.
What are you doing with the meat of a firstborn animal? Menoluchuha.
Yeah.
What are you doing with this meat? Everyone here is Jewish. This is a Jewish town, a Jewish city. The meat came from a Jew. What's going on here? Menoluchuha. Amule, no big deal. The Zavan Lan Plani Kain. That's the Gemara. A Bechor is born to a Jew. The Jew gives the Bechor to a Kohen.
Yeah.
Once the Kohen receives it as his gift, he can do with it whatever he wants. He can invite Yisraelim as his guest. And if he wants, he can even sell it. He can sell it to a Yisrael. Amule, the Zavan Lan Plani Kain. The reason why I have meat from a Bechor is because I, Rav Ashi, who am a Yisrael, purchased this meat from my neighbor, the Kohen. So Mar Zutra said, "What? It is forbidden for a Yisrael to purchase meat, bechor, from a Kohen." Omar lohu, lo sviru lohu. This is the daf, today's daf. Lo sviru lohu. Don't you hold of the takana? Hold the Amrav Huna, Bereid Rav Yeshua, Bnei Shemir, Kikon HaMesim, Reis HaGranos. It is forbidden for, this is Rav Huna's halacha, it is forbidden for a Yisrael to purchase a bechor from a kohen because of the prohibition. Koyin hamisayeh abeves hagranos. Now that's a halacha. The halacha that applies primarily to truma. Truma, a kohen is not allowed to hang out by the home, the granary of a kohen, and say, "You know what? I'll help you. I'll paint the fence. I'll mow the lawn," because the expectation is the Yisrael will give the madness truma, the gift of truma, to the kohen that's helping him. It's a payoff. I'll do you a favor, and you'll reciprocate. That's a disgrace. It's forbidden for a person to do. The gift must be a pure gift. The Yisrael can choose no influence. He will choose who he decides to give the truma, which kohen he wants to give the truma. The kohen may not do anything which will influence the decision of the Yisrael to whom he will direct his truma. Now, as an extension of that halacha, the Gemara is telling us a very big chiddush, that when it comes to bechor is not a case of truma. It's not a case of of it's not Shuma. The law of Bukhar is the Hasei Malach applies even in the case of a sale. Now, what do we mean in the case of a sale? Here, the Kohen says, I have in my possession the Bukhar. A Bukhar has Kedusha. Now, obviously, the Bukhar has a blemish. If the Bukhar did not have a blemish, the Bukhar would have to be offered as a carbon in the base time. So, dealing here with the Bukhar that has a blemish, the Bukhar can be eaten as chulin. But being that once upon a time it had Kedusha, it was meant to be, it was Kodesh Mirechem, there are limitations in what you can do. You can't work with the animal, you can't share its swool. The only thing you can do with the animal is to slaughter the animal. You have to be very careful and you have to treat the animal with a degree of sanctity. So, you know what? I will sell it. It's worth less money than the average animal. The average animal, you can, let's make believe, you can get to fetch $100. This animal is only worth $90. So along comes the Yisrael, and Yisrael says, you know what, I'll take it off you. I'll buy it for you for $90. The reason why the Yisrael is not allowed to buy the Bukhar from the Kohen is because to a certain degree, he's doing him a favor. It's not so easy to sell an animal that is a Bukhar because of its limitations. There are things you can't do with this animal and you can do with another animal. So the Yisrael that buys the animal to a certain degree is doing a favor for the Kohen. Kohen has an animal. Okay, shoot, the animal's a little bit cheaper. But you're not going to find, it's not easy to find a buyer for an animal that is a Bukhar due to its limitations. This Yisrael comes along and says, I'll do you a favor, I only need the animal for its meat, I don't need it to work, so I'll buy the animal off you. So the Baruch Hashem, you saved me such agmas nefesh, it's so hard to sell this type of animal, I have to go to the market and find an only bar, you won't do gewaltig. Here, give me the money, give me the $90, here's the animal, wonderful. Yisrael says to the Kohen, you owe me one. The Kohen, the one that's doing the favor, I take it back the other way around. The one that's doing the favor is the Kohen because he's selling it at a discount price. That's the other way around. Being that the animal is cheaper than the average animal because there are limitations, the one that's doing the favor for the other is the Kohen. I will sell you this animal for $90. Had you gone to the store, you'd have to pay $100. But being that this animal is, there are limitations, it's only cost $90. And they have a lot of buyers. There are a lot of people lining up to buy. I mean, you have to figure out the whole scale of how this works. I'll do you the favor. I'll sell the meat to you. At a discount, of course, for $90. You would have had to go on today to the market. The Yisrael would normally have to pay $100 for this type of animal.
Yeah.
But now that he's buying it from the Kohen, he only has to pay him $90.
Yeah.
So the Kohen says to the Yisrael, I did you a favor. You owe me one. I could have sold this animal to the other guy across the street. I did you a favor. I sold the animal to you. I did you the favor. You owe me one. How are you going to repay me? Next week, when you harvest your crop and you have truma and you have $1,000 of truma, who's going to get the $1,000 of truma? Me. You're going to give the truma to me. So the Gemara says, according to this opinion of Huna, that it is forbidden for a Kohen to sell a Bukhar to a Yisrael, even though the Yisrael is paying him $90.
Mm-hmm.
But to a certain degree, the Kohen is doing a favor. The Kohen is doing a favor to this Yisrael because the Yisrael is getting the meat at a discount. Normally, you would have to pay for the equivalent piece of meat $100. Here, he's only paying $90. And now the Yisrael realizes he has to reciprocate. He has to reciprocate the favor. And how will he reciprocate the favor? The next time he has his possession, truma, he will give the truma to the Kohen. So the Kohen says, for the $10 that I'm giving you as a gift, I'm saving you $10, you'll reciprocate one day in the future and you'll give me a $500, $1,000 gift of giving me truma. So this appears to be Kohen HaMesayeya Bebeis HaGronos. The Kohen, just like a Kohen, is not allowed to hang out in front of the Sar of Israel and say, "You know what? I'll help you with your work, so that you'll reciprocate by giving me the gift." So along comes Rav Huna that says that it's forbidden for a Kohen to sell the Bukhar to a Yisrael, because automatically there's going to be a discount, and when there's going to be a discount, there's going to be an expectation of reciprocation, and that will be fulfilled when the Yisrael will give the Truma to the Kohen, and that's a violation of Kohen Hamisayeya Beves Hagronis. So this Lomish thing that I just told you right now is exactly what Rav Ashi, how he gave Musar to, how Marzutra gave Musar to Rav Ashi. Over here, Marzutra shows up and Rav Ashi, my guest, come, let me give you some from a Bukhar. Bukhar, you are Yisrael, what are you doing to me, the Bukhar? I bought it from the Kohen! So Marzutra says, you're not allowed to buy it from the Kohen, because if you bought it from the Kohen, you're now gonna have to reciprocate. That means when the Kohen sold it to you, he was a Kohen Hamisayeya Bebeis Hagronis. You've committed a sin. You're not allowed to do that. He wasn't allowed to sell it to you. So what's going on over here? Okay, to make a long story short, so he said to him, I don't hold of that halacha. In this community, we don't hold the halacha, we disagree. We hold there's no prohibition of Kohen HaMisayeya. It's true. He did me a toiva. I got a discount. If I would go to Glatmon, I'd have to pay him another $10. He could have sold me this meat to someone else. He did me a favor. But you know what? $90 hurts. It's a lot of money. I paid him $90. I saved a few dollars. I saved a few dollars, okay, but I paid out of my pocket top dollar for this meat. When you pay, the case of Kohen HaMisayeya HaGronis is where you don't pay. It's you do a favor. I'm not doing anything anyway today. I'm off from work, so I might as well mow your lawn. I'm anyway mowing my lawn, so I'll just drive the lawnmower a few more inches, and I'll mow your lawn also. So you'll feel some degree of reciprocation to give me the truma. But here, the Israel is not really the Kohen. Doing a favor, because it's not in the category of Kohen HaMisayeya, because the Yisrael is paying money. Being that the Yisrael paid $90 to buy the meat, the Yisrael does not feel that he has to reciprocate, and tomorrow when I have $1,000 of the Truma, I'm going to give you the $1,000 Truma, because when I paid you $90, it was $90 and not $100. If you went, you did me a favor, you brought me a beautiful Shalach Manos, I did nothing for you, whatever, I did something, I got a pure favor, then I feel the achrayus to reciprocate. You gave me a little deduction, I don't have that degree of, that feeling of reciprocation. This was the disagreement between Rav Huna and Rav Ash. Beautiful sugya. Is there a din of Kohen HaMisayeya Beis Hagronis where you buy something? When you pay something, it's not a pure favor. Okay.
Fact is, it's still a discount.
It's a discount, but it's true. But that's the question. That's the issue. Is to what degree, when we have halacha, that case of the Torah is where the Kohen gave the Yisrael a gift, a complete gift. A discount is not a complete gift.
It's just an ordinary transaction.
It's not a complete gift. How does the Yisrael feel? Does he feel the need to reciprocate? It's not like it's maybe a little bit yes, but not to what point? That's a disagreement. We have two opinions. You can say as far like that we have Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds that it's categorically forbidden. It is forbidden. Rav Ashi says it's mutter. And that's the way we know even in this community. And that's why I purchased the meat from the Kohen and to bid for the Kohen. I'm not going to go give my truma. I don't care. There's no din Kohen to say it. Okay, that's the Gemara. There's the mutter.
What's it,
Onin?
The 16%, 1/6?
The what?
No.
No, there's no no here. Oh, it's market value. Difference? No, there's no. Everything is legal. Everything here is on the mark. The only question is it forbidden to do a transaction with a coin when it comes to Manas Kahuna? Okay, that's the Gemara. Machloikis Rafuna Rashi. Here's the question, which is Nogia Lacha Lamais. A person has a firstborn child. Today, 2012. Tovshin Ayin Beis. Person has a baby. He has a baby, has a Bukhar. Okay, everyone, he has grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Children, you have a Bukhar. So what do you do when you have a Bukhar? What do you do when you have a Bukhar? Pigin Aben, if you're Yisrael, you're not a Levi. Not regularly, you have to go and redeem the firstborn by going to the Kohen. What do you give the Kohen? You have to give the Kohen. You have to give the Kohen 5 shkal. What's 5 shkal? So we have the troy. You have to go figure out exactly how much value of silver is. The whole calculation. I don't know all the details, but there's a certain amount of silver that must be paid. It's all figured out how much silver must be given to the Kohen. We know exactly what it is. And if you have, and today there's already Hidur, they give certain types of coins, silver. You have the American Eagles, the silver dollars, the whole story. And today they even have made an Eretz Yisrael beautiful silver Peter Ben coins, minted and pressed. You can buy an Eichler's, whatever it is. It comes out something like $90, $100. I don't know, whatever it is. Okay, fine. You go to most people. I have no clue. I don't even know how much you give. Well, like me, I don't know how much silver you give, and I don't know the type of coins. So you go, you ask the Rav, where do you get the coins? Oh, go to Eichler's. I once went to Eichler's to talk just to see them. They were sold out. They didn't even have it there, the coins. Okay, but you get the coins. So who has the coins? Who's your first bet? The Kohen. Because the Kohanim are in the business of being recipients of Penina Ben. So you have certain famous Rabbanim, Rappaport, famous Shabbatim, they're always honored with being the Kohen to receive the Pinah Ben money. That's very, very, very common. They have the coins, right? They're very common. Yeah, a person is the firstborn child, the Sofa Tracht, baby, first baby, you gotta get a crib, you go to your in-laws, you go to your parents, where are you going, you're doing, so you free turn around, it's ready to Pinah Ben, you have no time for this. Who has the coins? The Kohen has the coins. Excellent. I go to the Kohen, can I buy the coins from you? You'll be my Kohen, you will be my Kohen.
Oh.
But I need the coins, so I need the coins, so I have to buy them because I have to give my coins in order for Pinyin Aben to work.
Yeah.
I have to give my money to you to redeem the child. I need a certain type of coin. I can't give dollars. I have to give a certain amount of silver, and the minigis to give the coins. So can I buy the coins from you temporarily? Trust me, I'll give them back to you. I'll give you here's $100. Give me the coins. Then we'll come to the party, and we'll do the ceremony. I'll read the things in the siddur, and I'll give you the coins. Oh, you want to buy the coins. You want to buy the coins from the Kohen. The Kohen has in his possession something, and you want to buy it from him, and then you're going to give it back to him. Is this a case of Kohen? By the Kohen selling you the coins, the Kohen perhaps is in violation of Kohen HaMisayeya Beveis HaGronos. Now, there are two things we have to clarify. First of all, the case of Kohen Mesiyaveis HaGronos is only said in the Gemara when it comes to Truma. The Gemara expands the scope of Kohen Mesiyaya here in our Gemara in Tamur and Daf Ches to the case of a Bechor Behema. Bechor Behema is an animal. The gift of giving 5 shkolim to redeem a child, a human being, has a totally different set of rules. It's a different world. It's not necessarily in the category of Kohen Mesayeya Beveis HaGronos. In fact, the Rambam nowhere ever mentions there's a din of Kohen Mesayeya Beveis HaGronos with regard to Pinyin Aben. In other words, let's say the Kohen knows that you have a child, and he knows that whoever the Kohen's going to get $90 for Pinyin Aben. It's a lot of money, $90. Let me go every day. I'll come. I wish him a mazel tov. Yeah, baby. I wish him a mazel tov. I'll give him brachas. I'll give him a little gift. I'll babysit for him for a few days because I desperately want that he should give me the $90. Is that forbidden? The Rambam nowhere mentions that it's forbidden. Tosfos says that it's also. Tosfos in Masechet Bechoros says beferish that there is, by extension, there is a prohibition of Kohen Mesayeya Beveis HaGronos by Pinyin HaBen. A Kohen is not allowed to hang out by the home of a Bechor to do things in order to encourage them gently, give me the Pinyin HaBen money. Okay.
If the father of the kid finds the right Kohen who's going to give the money back to the child as a gift.
Okay, that's a different story. That's a very good question. It's a different story. But let's focus on this situation. Okay. So here, so now there are two things. Off the bat, many poskim, right away you would say that in today's, so here's our question. Let's go back to our question. Person needs to redeem his firstborn child. He needs the coins. You know what? I will buy the coins from the Kohen. Two-ish. First of all, by the way, we have a halachic saying this. First, for two issues. Number one, is there a prohibition of b'chlal koyin misayev v'esagronis v'apidin aben? There are two opinions. The Rambam seems to say no. There's nothing. The Rambam seems to say you can hang out the whole day by the halm of the Bukhar. There's no prohibition. The prohibition of Kohen to say is only by Truma, by Bukhar, Behema, not by Bukhar. So it's Mutul Khatril. Even if you want to say like Toysis that it's Asr, in our situation, which is Nogei Halacha L'Maaseh, happens very often, I'm not doing you a favor. I'm not coming to your home. The Kohen. The Kohen is not coming to your home and babysitting for you. The Kohen is willing to sell you. Transaction. You're going to pay me money. So just because I pay you the money doesn't necessarily... that's not called a favor. When I... That's our Gemara. That's the machlokes between Rav Ashi and Rav Huna. When a Kohen sells something, I'm not doing you a favor. I'm not giving you a gift. I'm selling you something at a discount. Or I'm doing something for you. I'm selling you something. The transaction. Making is a transaction in the category of Kohen Mitzvah. There are two opinions. And in fact, in Shulchan, we pass in the Kula. We pass in leanly like we in Rav Ashi, it's Mutter. So even by Truma, there's no prohibition. And by Bechor Behema. So when it comes to Bechor Adam, there should not be. So there are already two reasons why it should not be a problem whatsoever. Okay, number one, the Rambam says there's no prohibition Bechlal, Kohen Mitzvah, by Bechor Adam. And if you want to learn like Tosfos that there is a prohibition of Kohen Mitzvah by Bechor Adam, we have machlokes in the Gemara when it comes to transactions. Is that a violation? There are two opinions. Rav Huna says yes. Rav Ashi says no. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like Rav Ashi that it's mutter. It's mutter. The Rambam passed it down Shulchan Aruch, but the Rambam passed it down, it's mutter. So it was another reason why it's mutter. However, it's very interesting to note that there are many postmen say, nevertheless, it's a very rare mitzvah, once in a lifetime mitzvah, you should be machmir. The Shevet Halevi and the Chassam Sofer seem to say that don't do it. Don't go to your local Kohen and buy the coins from him. Don't do it. Don't do it, because when you combine everything, all the factors of the Gemara, look at the Gemara, it's today's daf. Today's daf, the Gemara says, there's a story, there's a whole fight between Rav Huna, Rav Ashi, and Rav Huna, Rav Zutra. What are you giving me the meat? You bought the meat from the Kohen, Kohen Messiah. Kohen, this is by Bechor Behema. Tosfos says, which is the din of Kohen Messiah, just connect the dots. This Kohen Messiah by Bechor Adam. And the Gemara here says that according to Rav Huna, it's also. So one and one together, even though there are reasons to be makel, you should be machmir. Along comes the Doivev Meishar. This is unbelievable. This is a beautiful, beautiful Chiddush. And this, you know, really brings out that there are different types of Poskim. The Poskim that, well, they know the basics, so they tell you what it says in the books. And then they are Poskim that know, go down to the root, the Shoroshim, the Shorosh of the Halacha. And it changes everything. So the Doivev Meisharim says, there's no issue whatsoever. It's Mutol Lechatchila. And he explains this all. This is beautiful. Let's go to the roots, Shoroshim. Why is a Kohen not allowed to hang out at the home of a Yisrael and mow his lawn, paint his fence, and help him out with maintenance so that he should just happen to be there at the right time when... What?
Be obligated to.
Well, not be obligated. Oh, he'll be under pressure. The Yisrael will feel the pressure. I gotta reciprocate. Why?
It upsets the fairness of the system.
Why? So what's so wrong? What's wrong? So you have an edge. Business ethics. You're allowed to have an edge. You're allowed to do things. You're allowed to do things to gain. That's the way the world works. He can let the other kohen do the zolbezach. Well, who's stopping you from coming and mowing his lawn? Business ethics. What's so terrible? There are a lot of things that are mutter.
What happened? That's why all kahuna was all corrupt.
Okay, so why is it? Why is it corrupt? Why is it corrupt? Is this really corrupt? Is it a business? Is it not a business? So the answer is maybe when it comes to business, it's not. There's nothing wrong. You know, maybe when it comes to you dealing with business, okay. So yeah, you want to go sell me a car? You want to give me incentives? But when it comes to kohanim, like you said, there's a higher standard. Why is there a higher standard? Because the Torah says. Where does the Torah say there are two psukim? Pasuk in the Torah. One pasuk is in Hosea. Shichatem bris halevi. You have corrupted the treaty of the Levi, Sheva Levi, referring to the Kohan. It's a pasuk in Hosea Navi. Shichatem. You have there's a corruption. Exactly. The whole system is corrupt. Payoffs, favors, incentives. Kohun is not a business. There's business and there's religion. I mean, it's a very dangerous statement, obviously, but you know what I mean. Everything has to be ethical, but there's a higher standard. There's a higher standard when it comes to Eli HaKohen, what they were doing exactly. You have to have higher standards when it comes to Davar Shabbat Kedush. Pasuk, Shichat. There's another pasuk. The pasuk in the Bamidbar, and the pasuk says, I wrote it down because I know I would forget it. Yes, kodshe bnei Yisrael lo sechal. The pasuk is talking to the kohanim. The kodshe, the holy things of the bnei Yisrael, referring to the truma, the karbanos, lo sechalulu. Do not profane. Do not treat the mamas kohun like it's a business. A higher standard. Tupsukim. The Gemara presents Tupsukim. The Farshim asks, why do you need Tupsukim? One pasuk is not enough. You need Tupsukim. So the answer is, you need Tupsukim because there's a prohibition from both partners. When you do a favor to the Kohen, there are two partners in the business. There is the Yisrael and there is the Kohen. The pasuk, Shichatem, Shbris HaLevi, is speaking to the Yisraelin. If a Yisrael puts himself in a position where he feels the pressure to reciprocate, the Yisrael has corrupted the Bris HaLevi. The pasuk V'lo Sechalalu Eskotshei B'nei Yisrael is addressing the Kohanim. If you, Kohen, come and you mow this person's lawn, you paint this fence, you hang out, you, the Kohen, are corrupting, you are profaning Lo Sechalalu Eskotshei B'nei Yisrael. So we have two psukim. One pasuk is addressing the Kohanim, the other pasuk is addressing the Yisrael.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's discuss, not a favor, not where the Kohen does a favor, but where the Kohen sells. The Kohen has a piece of meat. The Kohen, you come into my, I'm going to sell you, I'm in business, I'm selling meat, so I'm going to sell you at a discount. Is now the Yisrael reciprocates by giving the truma to the Kohen. In this situation, why am I reciprocating? I'm reciprocating because you did me a favor by selling me something. So David Shomer says, in this situation, there is no violation of Shichatem Bris HaLevi. Shichatem Bris HaLevi, corruption, is only where you're getting a gift that is 100% free, a freebie. Where the reason why you're reciprocating is because someone gave you a gift. The Kohen gave me a gift. He did it. He has performed a service. I didn't pay one penny for this service. I now have to reciprocate. If I reciprocate because of a gift that I have received, the gift I have received, that is in violation of Shichatem, Bris HaLevi. But if the reason why I'm reciprocating is because I do business with him, I pay him a lot of money. I could do business with any other people. You know, everyone had their benefits. Everywhere you go, you know, just because I got a little discount here doesn't mean I wouldn't get a discount there. Wouldn't mean I wouldn't get a benefit. I wouldn't get an insurance policy with him and this and that. That's not called corruption. Corruption is only where you reciprocate from a gift, not where you reciprocate because he's a business associate. So the Dov of Meshama says, even the Gemara here, in the Gemara, in the Sechtu, discusses Bukhar Behema, and discusses, there's a machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Ashi, is there a din of Koyna Mesebeis HaGranus? Off the bat, the only potential Koyna Mesebeis is only midin from the Kohen's point of view, v'loi sechalu es kodshe b'nei Yisrael. The Kohen went, and he sold it to him with the expectation that the reciprocation is from the Kohen's perspective. It's not from the perspective of the Yisrael, because the Yisrael, being that he has to pay money, that's not called that he is reciprocating because of a favor. That's not called Shechad. The Gemara here is only working from the perspective of Pasuk number 2, Veloy Sechalu. Pasuk 1 is out of the picture. That's off the bat. Number 2. But we're not dealing here with animals. We're dealing with Pidyon HaBen. When the pasuk describes the Kohen's problem of doing favors, the pasuk says, "V'lo sechalu es kodshei," the holy things of Bnei Yisrael. The holy things are korbanos, truma. Truma has kedusha. Bechor behema has kedusha. When you redeem your firstborn child, there's no kedusha. It's a business transaction. The Torah said you have a firstborn child, you have to pay 5 shkolim. The child is not kodosh mirechem, where you bring the child as a karban. Okay, there's drush, there's machshava, there's a little. But the child doesn't have any halachic sanctity like an animal, like truma. It's a child, it's a human being. And the Torah says you have to give the Kohen 5 shkolim. It's not in the league of kodshei b'nei Yisrael. Holy things. So David Shalom says, so it comes out that even if you want to put all the pieces together, you want to say, well, not like the Rambam, you want to say like Tosfos, that is the Kohen Mesevei Sagranos when it comes to Pidyon HaBen. And you want to learn Paskin L'chumra, like the Gemara over here, that when it comes to transaction, there's also going to be a din of Kohen Mesevei Sagranos. But when you combine these two things together by Pidyon HaBen, you're safe. You're safe because by Pidyon HaBen, there's definitely not going to be an issue of Kohen Mesevei Beis HaGranos Midin Shechata and Bris HaLevi from the perspective of the Yisrael, because the Yisrael has paid money. And the only potential is because of the Kohen. By Pidyon HaBen, even Rav Huna will agree to Rav Ashi that you're allowed to conduct business with the Yisrael and with the expectation that the Yisrael will reciprocate. Because the only potential will be, the only potential violation will be L'Sechalu is Kodshei B'nei Yisrael. This is not called Kodshei. And Shechatim B'Salevi doesn't apply L'Chol Adeus when it comes to Pidyon HaBen. So therefore it's perfectly permissible for the Yisrael to go to the Kohen and say, do me a toiva, sell me the silver coins, here is the $90, and don't worry, I'll reciprocate, I'll give the coins back to you, and you'll come out at the end of the day with all the money. It's a very beautiful idea. This halot, it's all the time. This happens all the time. Typically, the person that the Yisrael gets the money from is from the Kohen. He's the one that provides them with the beautiful silver minted coins that come today that are minted by Yisrael. And all comes from today's daf. Let's review these. It's a beautiful, all these things, they come together. Let's review the Yisodos. The Yisodos is today we have a Gemara, we have a story. Mar Zutra and Rav Ashi, they're fighting over, he presented them with meat from a Bukhar. How did you get this meat? You are Yisrael. I bought it from the Kohen. You bought it from the Kohen. There's now an expectation for you to reciprocate. The Kohen, by selling it to you, was in violation of Kohen Mesevei Sagranos. What are you doing? We don't hold from that in this community. We hold in this community, it's more to because business, a business associate, there's no din kohen to say when it comes to business. Okay, machlekes, I disagree. Rav Huna and Rav Ashi. Next item, next variable. Does the halacha Pidyon HaBen, is there a din of kohen to say by Pidyon HaBen? Machlekes Rambam and Tosfos. Tosfos says yes, Rambam seems to say no. Next, what's the halacha in this nesugya? Lakulu, we pass him like Rav Ashi. Now, let's take it into Pidyon HaBen. What we buy mechir by transactions, not by gifts. So, if you really want to say, you can be lenient because number one, we pass him lakulu even by bechar. Number two, we can pass him lakulu because we don't apply koyin misrei by Pidyon HaBen. We only apply to truma and bechar behema. So, there's right away off the ground room to be made. But if you want to combine everything together, like the Shevet Alevi and like the Chasam Sefer, then you're in a lot of trouble. The David Misharm says, no, if you want to combine everything together, everyone will agree when it comes to Pidyon HaBen Zinimote. Because there are two dinim in Pidyon in the Koyin Mesreya. Shechat and B'nei Salevi, Lo Yisachalu is Kotcha Na Yisrael, Shechat and B'nei Salevi is for the Yisrael, Lo Yisachalu Kotcha is for the Koyin. When it comes to Pidyon HaBen, when it comes to transactions, everyone agrees that we're not discussing the issue of Shechat and B'nei Salevi, because when you give money, you can't be called, that's not called Korah. You are business associate, that's not called corruption. The only possible issue can be Lois Sechalu is Kodshe, and Pidyon HaBen is not Kodshe, it's not Kodshe. So, here, according to everyone, if you'll go and be Machan, all stubborn, and apply claim said by Pidyon HaBen, and apply Paschal Lechumah like Rav Huna, but in the transaction by Pidyon HaBen, everyone agrees as a mutter. So, the Yisrael can indeed buy the coins from the coin before he does the Pidyon HaBen.
Go ahead.
That's it.
You forgot one thing.
Yes.